This is, I need a good tentacle joke.
A DCU's Young Justice cartoon universe fanfic.
Written by Suzuki Blue and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Aqualad Superboy. Author's notes. Written for YG Anon meme for the prompt, five people who tried to warn blank that Superboy was bad news, and one friend who understood. Summary. Calder has a question. The rest of the team does not exactly have answers. Five. Four. Dude, that's a kind of weird, don't you think? Wally asks doubtfully. Totally weird, Robin agrees with a nod, barely looking up from the computer. So weird, it'd still be weird even if we took off the prefix. Wait, weird doesn't have a that weird.
Why do you consider it weird?
Calder asks, frowning slightly at the pair of them.
There are many reasons that him showing a romantic interest in Superboy might bother land dwellers, he knows. But most of those are sourced in bigotry, and he knows his teammates better than to expect anything like that to have anything to do with their reasoning.
He's like 5 seconds old, and you're the first guy he ever punched in the face, Wally says protestingly, gesturing sharply with both hands. Unfortunate implications, you think, maybe? And this after I just managed to explain to him that hitting on somebody doesn't involve actual hitting.
Yeah, that was funny, Robin says, snickering to himself.
Shut up, dude! Not helping! Wally shoots back at him.
I do not feel Superboy should be sheltered from experiences, Calder tells them, shaking his head. Letting him truly experience the world was part of why we saved him from Cadmus in the first place.
Yeah, okay. But does that really mean he's ready for the... Help me out here, Wally. I need a good tentacle joke, Robin says, making a beckoning gesture.
Ready to pose for the fisherman's wife? Wally suggests.
And Robin gives him a withering look. That's not a good tentacle joke. How is that even a joke? He asks. Heck, you might as well give me something about barnacles.
First off, the fisherman's wife is like the whole reason tentacle jokes even exist. And secondly, respectively speaking, the barnacles actually got the biggest... I understand where you two are going with this,
Calder cuts in quickly, seeing the beginning of a long, long segue away from his initial point.
But I do not want to engage Superboy in any... tentacle-implied activities that he might not feel ready for. I would like to spend more time with him privately, however, in a less professional setting.
So you want to just cuddle until he decides it's cool to get freaky? Robin translates.
More or less, Calder replies, eyeing him dryly.
The sentiment is accurate, but he doesn't appreciate the phrasing.
Robin and Wally glance sideways at each other and then burst into laughter.
You're such a girl!
He supposes that's the closest thing to their approval he's going to get.
Three. Two. Oh, you like him, Megan says, deflating. You know, how funny. I always thought he'd really make a cute couple with you and Speedy. Red Arrow?
Oh, totally. You guys would just be perfect together. So much in common,
Artemis puts in quickly, raising both hands. Both girls beam convincingly, and Calder frowns back at them. He does not get the impression that they're taking his concerns here seriously, or at least not in the sense he'd prefer. For one thing, he and Red Arrow don't actually have that much in common.
I'm really not interested in him that way, he says. I just want to know if the idea of my courting Superboy concerns you in any way.
Us? No,
Artemis says,
shaking her head with a very bad imitation of an innocent expression. "Hello, Megan. Why would we be concerned?" Megan asks Riley, with an even worse imitation. Calder frowns.
"If it does bother you," he starts.
No, we're cool, Artemis says. "Although you should totally give some consideration to that speedy angle."
"Oh, yes," Megan agrees. "It's an excellent angle. You know what they say about archers?"
"They say something about archers?"
Artemis quirks an eyebrow at her.
"I don't know. Do they?"
Megan immediately looks worried.
"I'm sure one of you can look into that,"
Calder tells them dryly, assuming again that this is the closest thing to approval he'll be getting. He knows the girls both admire Superboy for their own reasons and does not want to create any particular dissent among the team, but at the same time can't help feeling it's the sort of thing they should all be mature enough to deal with. They're running covert ops for Batman. They should definitely be mature enough to deal with thwarted crushes. Besides, it'd be far more problematic if one of the girls actively courted him. At least if Superboy reciprocates his interest, they'll have the consolation of never having been competition to keep any jealousy at bay. Presuming Superboy isn't bisexual, at least. He really hasn't displayed any signs either way so far, and Calder admits to himself that it's possible the other might be asexual. He doubts Cadmus would deliberately design a weapon that desired that kind of intimacy. Superboy is a person, though. And teen dynamics and dissent and Cadmus be damned. Calder intends to give him the opportunity to choose what he does or does not desire for himself. 1. "We aren't really sure about the boy yet," Aquaman says from the other side of the table, his expression just barely assessing.
"I am, my king,"
Calder replies sincerely. And that is all either of them needs to say on the subject. 0. "Well, it's nice to know you're going to the trouble of asking around, but if you're that concerned, why aren't you talking to him about it?" Black Canary asks, giving him an amused look. Calder pauses and considers.
"You may have a point," he admits.
Generally speaking, Black Canary always has a point. He just wanted to be certain before he said anything to Superboy. The other is so inexperienced, and he didn't want someone to say something that might upset him later, however it turned out. "I'm afraid I am still unsure how to broach the subject without risking making him uncomfortable, though."
"Mm-hmm," she smirks. "Don't worry about it too much. The superheroes probably already clued him in anyway."
"Ah." Calder blinks, slowly, and then decides that this whole endeavor was a terrible idea, and he really, really should have known better. At least, he should have known better while Superboy was in the base. Black Canary just stifles a laugh. "Just for the record," she adds, with another smirk as she heads for the door. "Last place I saw him was his room, looking awfully pink." Calder is uncertain if that bodes well or not, but at this point is quite certain that he owes Superboy a full and proper confession. And at least he knows the other won't be bothered that he doesn't know the proper land dweller way to go about it. Something to do with dead plants and chocolate, he thinks, but it's probably best not to detour to the harbor for seaweed just now. Megan and Wally ruined the last of the chocolate attempting to make fudge, and Superboy likely wouldn't understand it anyway.
It would be nice to have some sort of delaying tactic left, though.
Perhaps he'll go ask the Red Tornado for advice first. Just in case.
Oh, and you might want to talk to him before training, since you're sparring one-on-one today.
Black Canary calls back from down the hall.
Or perhaps not.
The end.
Reader's notes. This fanfic is a present for Night Tracer as part of the 2016 ITPE gift exchange. In your Dear Podficker letter, you said that Calderam was your favorite of all the Young Justice characters and he deserves more fanworks. This is true. It took a very long time to find anything that features Calderam in a way that was useful or interesting or just plain about Calder as opposed to Calder plus somebody. I don't know. Anyway, so this is him being kind of a failboat at any kind of courting. Not specifically boy-on-boy courting, but literally failboat at everything. I hope that this hits up your Calder button at least a little. I hope this is a story you didn't already know. And I hope it makes you smile, because it definitely made me smile. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Have a nice day.